I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Does the distance between the weight and the bait on your live bait rig make a difference? According to one Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer, it does. I'll tell you more, but first.
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, the distance between the weight and the bait on your live bait rig is very important. And here is why. On lakes that have walleyes that are heavily pressured, and we know what those lakes are, they're all over the upper Midwest, you want more distance between the weight and the bait. According to Roach, the walleyes on these lakes get conditioned to having a sinker go by and then something to eat. If they take that something to eat after that sinker goes by, they get caught. Many times released, they get conditioned. So you want to make sure that you have 4, 5, 6, 7, even 8 feet between the weight and the bait so that those fish that are conditioned don't leave your bait alone. Roach uses a rubber snubber to position that sinker so he doesn't need a long-handled net to be able to get out to net those fish. Now, on lakes where the walleyes aren't nearly as smart, 18 inches to 30 inches, that's all you need for a distance between the weight and the bait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.